Welcome to Theory of Pets. I'm a passionate pet owner with a drive to help others like me uncover the truth about the pet industry and what goes on behind the scenes. We've all been hearing the buzz about subscription pet food services, and we know the benefits as far as the convenience of it. It's delivered right to your door. You don't have to go shopping. What other benefits does it offer, and what types of foods are available were my questions. So I kind of have been searching around, looking at the different options that are available. There's subscriptions for everything from regular commercial kibble through companies like Chewy, who will deliver your name brand commercial kibble to your door, to fresh food companies that are actually making meals catered to your dog and delivering those to your door. For me, the benefits of fresh food far outweigh commercial dog food, and I think most pet owners would agree with that. However, the cost associated with that sometimes is what keeps pet owners from being able to offer the fresh foods to their dogs. I know some people try to take the cheaper way out and make homemade food, but that is very difficult on two levels. One, you have to figure out your dog's nutrition and his nutritional needs. How much protein, how many minerals, how many vitamins he needs every day. You also need to figure out how much he needs to eat in those servings, how many calories he should be eating a day to meet all of his body's nutritional needs, as well as keep up his energy and maintain an optimal weight. So making homemade food is very difficult. A lot of owners also don't have the time it takes to make homemade dog food. So ordering these fresh meals could be a really great thing for a lot of pet owners that want to feed the fresh food but don't have the time or the knowledge to create the recipes that their dog needs. Today, I was actually able to speak with a representative from The Farmer's Dog, which is a company that delivers fresh homemade dog food straight to your door, and the recipes are based on your dog's size and his activity level, the calories that he's going to need every day. Brett, who is the co-founder of The Farmer's Dog, talked to me today about their food in general, but also about subscription food and fresh food for dogs and the benefits of that. Now more than ever, pet owners are worried about the quality of the food that they're feeding their pets. So what are some of the biggest concerns with typical commercial pet food products that owners should be mindful of?
I guess the simplest way to put it is that, the status quo in pet food is highly processed kibble. There's been a lot of studies that have came out over the years. I mean, specifically, there was a Purdue study that showed that if you give your dog even just a little bit of fresh food with their diet, it reduces their risk of cancer by 90%. And, what we're finding is that the high-temperature process to make food, a byproduct of that is a carcinogen called acrylamide that has been found to cause cancer in animals. So there's that, and then there's just, the simple idea that I think everybody understands that eating highly processed food every single meal of your life is, less than ideal.
Yeah, I think, especially humans, we think about it a lot for ourselves, that you shouldn't be going through McDonald's drive-through for every meal of the day. And I think we understand that, but it's not thought about as much with our dogs, and people don't really take the time to think about how processed their kibble is.
Yeah, I think it's been, just decades of being conditioned to think of dog food as a thing. We've been taught to believe that dogs should be eating dog food, and we forget that food is just food. 100 years ago, even 50 years ago, dogs weren't eating kibble. In most other countries, dogs are eating regular human food, and we actually see that dogs are living longer in other countries. So I think it just comes down to pet food marketing and just this decades of conditioning to believe that dogs should be eating dog food. In reality, the reason why dogs, the only thing about dog food that's meant for dogs is the nutritional balance, which is extremely important. So if you are to cook food at home, it's a little risky because unless you're giving your dog a balance of vitamins and minerals, but if you do feed them at home and you give them a balance of vitamins and minerals, you basically get the best of both worlds.
Yeah, I think that's something that a lot of parents, pet parents, don't realize, you know, is they're, if they jump on that idea that homemade food, fresh food is better for their pet, they think, well, that's fine, you know, they can just eat what I eat and I can make them meals with what, you know, I feed my human family. And they don't realize that the nutritional differences between humans and canines are a lot different. So where we can eat our fruits and vegetables and protein in a certain quantity every day, it's different for canines, so they can't just eat what you're eating.
Yeah, no, exactly. At least not for an extended period of time. You know, it's okay to give your dog, you know, home cooked food, but if they're eating the same thing every single day, we want to make sure that it's complete and balanced.
Absolutely. And fresh pet food offers many other benefits over traditional dry kibble. Can you explain some of those benefits?
I mean, most of them are just anecdotal benefits that we've seen, whether it's allergies, sensitive stomachs. I mean, there has been so many of our customers that have came to us with dogs that have allergies, sensitive stomachs, oily coat. We've even heard that our food has cleared up their dog's eyes, that we've started to see more of even energy levels throughout the day as opposed to a spike in energy, which makes a lot of sense because kibble has a ton of sugar in it. There's been a ton of benefits, but I think the most interesting study that I've heard, it was a study done, I believe, over 30 years with Great Danes, where they fed a portion, like a control group, kibble, and then another portion of Great Danes fresh food with their kibble, and they found that the Great Danes were living twice as long when they had fresh food as a part of their diet.
Oh, wow.
You can only imagine how those Great Danes would have lived if they had only fresh food in their diet.
Wow, yeah, absolutely. Some owners shop for pet food based on price alone or a brand that they really recognize from TV ads or, you know, ads that they see in magazines, which counts out fresh food most of the time. It's typically more expensive and it's not as well known as a lot of the big name kibble brands. So even for pet owners on a budget or pet owners judging based on brand, you know, we know that that's not the best idea. But could you explain why fresh food is more expensive and why it actually might be better for your budget overall?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because, well, you know, I think people do tend to trust brands. You know, we look at it as you shouldn't have to trust any brands. You should be able to look at the food and see that it's food and not have to, you know, at the end of the day, if I were to take a bag of kibble from a brand that somebody trusted and then a bag of kibble from a brand that somebody didn't trust and I switched bags and I gave it to them, they would have no clue what the difference was because at the end of the day, they're just these brown balls that we have to rely on the brands to be honest about what they're using in the food. Whereas for us, you don't need to trust us. You shouldn't really have to trust anybody. Our food actually looks like food. You don't have to read our label to know that. Our packaging, which kind of speaks to our brand, it's actually transparent packaging because we want you to be able to see the carrots and the kale and the lentils and the chickpeas and the meat and the food. But I think I think the main reason why people haven't heard much about fresh food companies because it is a very new thing, but in the next couple of years, people will start to feel a lot more comfortable with, you know, the brand name recognition. But then to answer your other question about why there's such a price difference in the food, I guess comparing like fresh food to kibble is pretty difficult because the materials and the ingredients that they use for kibble are typically waste product and byproducts, which, you know, are obviously extremely inexpensive. And also the way that they process it and the amount of fillers that they use really drives down price. But if you take fresh food or any of the fresh food companies for that matter, and you compare it to just other fresh food. Like, for instance, if you were to go to a grocery store and buy the ingredients and cook it for your dog, it actually turns out that our food will end up being cheaper than if you were to go and make it yourself.
Yeah, I agree with that. And for anybody that's wondering, because you touched on like how, you know, kibble kind of all looks the same and your food looks different, I got to try some of the farmer's dog food with my girls. So I've done a review on that and there's a video and some photos that go with it. So I'm going to link to that. And if people want to see, you know, the product in real life, you know, obviously they can see a lot of pictures on your website and things, but they can also see how I've used it with my dogs. And you can see, like you said, the chunks of the carrots, you can see the protein sources that are in the food, so you know right away what's in there. And I think that is important. And when we talk about price, you know, I think you hit the nail on the head with the it's just cheaper to produce kibble. They buy cheaper quality ingredients in bulk, and so it's cheaper to produce. But I also make homemade food for my dogs, and I can speak on the expense of the farmer's dog and other fresh dog food options, you know, just going and buying the chicken that you'd need and the carrots and the kale and all the stuff. And it is cheaper to go with the farmer's dog. There are some, there are other fresh food companies out there. Some are about the same price, some a little bit more expensive. Of course, you have to shop around a little bit. But the thing that jumps out to me is not necessarily the price is fairly comparable, but it's the convenience. I don't have to take the time out of my day. And if I, like, if you're at work and you pay yourself per hour and factor your time into it, it's actually a lot more expensive to make food than it would be to just buy the commercial fresh food.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the two things that we focus on here is health and convenience, and those are really the only two things that we really worry about at the company. Number one, obviously, our food, and that kind of takes care of the health factor. But because there is a price gap, and this is like a novel type of way, you know, a novel way to feed your dog, we utilize these convenience to make it a no-brainer because we know this is the right thing for dogs, and we believe that every dog in the world should be eating fresh food, and dogs shouldn't be eating processed food anymore. So, you know, every day we are constantly thinking about ways that we could make our service more and more convenient to make it essentially a no-brainer for people. But then also to kind of go back to price, we are always thinking about ways that we could try to drive down our prices. We definitely would love to get as cheap as possible to, again, make it just a no-brainer for people to give their dog the healthiest diet.
And one of the ways that you guys try to curb that expense is that you offer a subscription service and deliver it fresh to people's door. So you kind of, you cut out a lot of that middleman, you know, you're not shipping it to stores, you're not storing the food or anything like that. So that's one of the biggest benefits, certainly, of subscription dog food service. But can you tell us a little bit about the subscription services, what the benefits are, and why owners should consider that service for their dog food?
Yeah, so what we're doing, so we're the only company that's doing it where, you know, essentially we're a pet health company, but we're also a tech company. And by that I mean that you're able to actually go onto our website, you fill out the information about your dog, and we will give you a custom feeding plan. And then we cook the food, we pre-portion it specifically for your dog's caloric needs. And then we deliver it by a subscription that we call a smart subscription. And it's not like we don't do it like a magazine, for instance, where it's timed. Every month you receive a magazine. We do it where we understand exactly how much food you have left, and we always make sure you have a little bit of overlap. So, you know, it might not arrive every single week. You actually have the flexibility to let us know what recipes you want, how much of each recipe, when you want your food, how much food you like. You know, maybe you want to get a month at a time. Maybe you want to get a week at a time. We have all of this flexibility in our technology. You know, essentially, we built that this part of the technology and the subscription when we started to find that we have some customers with one dog living in the Midwest that has an extra freezer, so we could send them, you know, a lot of food at once, which will actually drive down the price for them a little bit. But then we also have customers who live in New York City with a tiny freezer and two large dogs, so we have to send them food once a week. So every time that we find that there's something that we could do to make our service more convenient, we go to our tech team and we build it.
That's fantastic, and it's a great way to make things more convenient. I know nowadays, you know, like I said, I make homemade food. I work from home. It's feasible for me, but so many people are on the go all the time. They love to feed their dog fresh food, but they just don't have the time for it, and I do try to prepare homemade food in advance, and that works out great, but there are days where, you know, maybe you thought you had more in the freezer than you did, or, you know, you didn't get around to making the food for that week, whatever the case might be, and you've run out. So you have to do something for that day. But with a subscription service, I love that, you know, you talk about that overlap. So you never have to worry about going to the freezer or going to the fridge and there's no dog food. And even with kibble, you know, that still happens. If you've got your bin full of kibble and you forgot to get to the store today to get more, whatever it might be, you're constantly having to go out and get more before you run out.
Yeah, exactly. I remember before this company, I was constantly calling the local dog store at like right as they were closing, begging them to stay open because I forgot to buy more food. You almost never know when you're going to run out. But with us, once you sign up, you really never have to worry about your dog's food or their nutrition ever again.
And that's one of the things that I wanted to speak to too, was the pre-portioning. A lot of people, their biggest question when it comes to homemade food is, one, how do I make sure it's nutritionally balanced, which you guys take care of that for customers because they have the questionnaire when you first sign up and you learn about their pet and you make sure that it's nutritionally balanced. And then the other question that I always get is, how much should I be feeding my dog? And the way that you guys do it, it's pre-portioned. You don't have to worry about overfeeding, underfeeding, you know, not meeting the nutritional needs or giving, a lot of pet owners don't realize that too much nutrition, too many nutrients is also a bad thing. Your dog can suffer from things like vitamin A toxicity when you do that. So you don't have to worry about too much, too little, or anything like that.
Yeah. You know, so one of the other reasons why we decided to pre-portion is because obesity is a big problem. And, you know, and aside from that, our food is delicious. So whenever the dogs are done eating, they always look up at us like, come on, that's it. And you can't really say no to them, but you know when you empty the bag, you know for sure you've given them all that they need for the day. And you don't have to feel bad about it. And on top of that, you never have to worry about them becoming overweight, because getting a dog to lose weight is always difficult, because then you have to give them less food than they were eating before, which they're never happy about, especially when it's like our food. But also, a lean dog will typically live longer. I think I saw a study that said a leaner dog will live 20-30% longer than a dog that's obese.
Wow. Yeah, absolutely. Obesity is such an epidemic in our country, especially with our pets.
Yeah, it really is. I believe over 50% of dogs in America are obese.
Wow, that's such a devastating statistic.
Yeah, it's sad. I mean, one in two dogs in America is getting cancer as well. And, it, you know, and really most of it comes back to the food.
Is linked to nutrition, absolutely. Your company provides fresh food for dog owners, which we've talked about. You know, there's a few companies out there that are starting to do this. So what would set your company apart from other fresh pet food brands?
What we do differently is that we are a service. I know there's like another fresh pet food company that sells like in retail stores. You know, the tough thing is that it's pretty much impossible to make actually fresh food when you're storing it on retail shelves.
Right.
There has to be some sort of preservative to keep the food fresh. So there's that. And the other thing is that people know when they're going to us, because we sell direct to the consumer, most of their money is actually going to the quality of the food. Whereas, you know, other companies that are using distributors and retail stores take about 50% right there. Distributors take a large percentage. So, you know, the question is how much money actually is going to the ingredients, to the actual quality of the food is you know, is like a big question mark. But for us, our customers know it's going directly to the food.
Brett, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it. I know that our listeners got a lot of great information out of this. And if anybody that's listening has any questions about the farmer's dog or fresh food in general and the benefits of that, feel free to jump on our website, thetheoryofpets.com. And you can, there's a section there for comments. You can send those questions to me. If I can't answer myself, I will make sure I forward those along to Brett and see if we can get an answer for you. While you're on our site, if you wouldn't mind leaving a quick review, that would be awesome. When I reach out to experts in the industry like Brett, it helps when I can show them that you guys are listening and you're enjoying the podcast and give them some incentive to come on. So that really helps me if you would do that. Thanks for listening to this episode. I will be back with another hot topic.